Bringing stories from around the world right to your classroom, this is CNN Student News. First up today, we're heading to Australia, where officials are worried that a wildfire outbreak could get worse. At least 56 fires are burning across Australia. On Sunday, authorities said 12 of them were out of control. A very dry winter and months without much rain set up conditions for wildfires. In this video, you can see how strong the winds are. That's not helping either. Those winds can spread the wildfires, making it harder for firefighters to get the flames under control. Local news agencies are predicting hot, dry, and windy conditions over the next few days. Our next story takes us to Syria. International inspectors are destroying the country's chemical weapons. The civil war is as brutal as ever. Since the fighting started 2.5 years ago, more than 2 million people have fled from Syria. They might have gotten away from the violence, but life as a refugee comes with its own different challenges.
We talk a lot about the weaponry that's being used in Syria. We talk a lot about the diplomacy that is being utilized to try to end the political crisis. It's important to remind people that there are now at least 2 million Syrian refugees. That's just the number of registered refugees. It's not getting any better. And the world needs to be reminded. When you go to any of these refugee communities, what you see is truly chilling, because this has the potential to become a lost generation for Syrians. And the refugees that I've spoken with repeatedly say they don't know what's going to happen to them. They want more than anything to go home, but they can't go home. They are so fearful for their lives back at home, but they're also fearful for their future in the countries that they now reside in.
What we've seen in the past with refugees is if there's an opportunity to go back, if they think it's safe in their hometowns, they will go back. If they don't, they will stay out at whatever cost, because they know it's better to be alive, even to be hungry, even to be cold, even to be living in a tent in a desert. They would rather do that than face the possibility of death. So the future for the refugees is not a good one. It's one where there isn't enough money coming in from the international communities to support them, and it's one where they're increasingly unwelcome in the places where they are. The outlook is not good, and the history of this region is that refugees, once displaced, can sometimes spend even the rest of their lives outside, away from their own countries.